Okay, continuing the shir on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. So we see that Rebbe in principle does hold a muktzah. The only argument is, what's the definition of a domestic animal or wild animal? So what's Rebbe saying that the only muktzah is greater than tzemukin, that he, as if he agrees with Rav Shimon? So Mar gives a number of answers. Ebay said one answer is possible, the dvar of the Rav Shimon kamalei. He's just explaining Rav Shimon's view. According to Rav Shimon, and you know, patzil tamra is different than greater tzemukin. He personally doesn't agree with Rav Shimon. That's one possible view. Ebay said another possible view is the dvarim the rabbanu kamalei. He's saying, I paskin like Rav Shimon. But you guys who believe that there is muktzah, and you say there's muktzah by animals that are wild, I at least agree with me that your definition is not right, that if it comes back in the winter, that means it's still a domesticated animal, a wild animal, so it never comes back, no fixed time. Less than muktzah klal. That's not I personally don't believe in muktzah at all. I hold like Rav Shimon. I believe it's true, according to you. Idly me, however, be made the heichad the yaitzes be pesach v'nichnasu b'levia, if he leaves in Pesach and comes back Tishrei, is the bison here, that's considered a domestic animal. And the Rabbanah say no, like mid-body, that's wild animal. So the Shem explains, so according to Rebbe, it seems that we're not so sure what Rebbe personally holds. Whether he agrees with Rav Shimon, there's no muksa, only by greatness and smoking, or whether he agrees, or he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ochanan Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Ochanan Sendin Rabbi Yechanan, Amru, the people in Yeshiva say, Halochik Rav Shimon. That Rabbi Yechanan said that they say the halacha is like Rav Shimon. That is no mukta. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan holds no mukta. Rabbi Menahu saw the Kervaya, this old person from the city of Kervaya, or another say Sarvaya, the city of Sarvaya, made Rabbi Yechanan from Rabbi Yechanan the following question, which sounds like he doesn't believe there is mukta like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rav Shimon. There's Kenish of Tarnagoylis, you have a nest of a Tarnagoylis, Mawil is a tulib be Shabbos. Can you move that nest on Shabbos? Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan said, "Klum asi ela tanegoylin." What is it? It's mainly made for tanegoylin, so it's a cliche like a malachta leiser, and therefore it's muktzah. So we see clearly he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, "Hocha ma'iskin." No, there's no proof. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's no muktzah, but here is different. Why is it different? Because there's another kind of muktzah inside this, inside this nest. You know what's there? The isbe efroyach meis. There is a dead chick. And therefore, if it's a dead chick, it's not suitable to be eaten. It's muktzah. It cannot be eaten by, obviously, by a person because it's dead already. And nor can it be eaten by dogs. Why cannot be eaten by dogs? And l'chayder, if you hold like Rav Shimon holds you're allowed to cut up an avela. If an animal dies on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut it up for dogs. And obviously, he doesn't hold the muktzah just because it's dead. But that's different. There's talking about a sick animal, so you anticipate it already on Yom Tov it's going to die. And therefore, it's not muktzah. But he was talking about a healthy bird, you know, a healthy, whatever it was, an egg or something, or a bird, and now it's dead. So therefore, a young little chick that's dead, it's muktzah because he had no anticipation before Yom Tov that it's going to die. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. And that's why, even according to Rav Shimon, it's muktzah. Says the Gemara, where there's a machlikas, in fact, between Amorayim, what Rav Shimon would hold in the case of an animal that suddenly died on Yom Tov, whether it's muktzah or not, whether he had to anticipate it or not. Honichul mar baramema. This makes sense. According to Mar, the son of Amemah, Mashmei, the Rav, the name of Rav, or the name of Rashid, Amar, Moida Hoya, Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was made. Or it says the name of Rava. Rav Shimon was made by Balechayim Shemesu Shasurin. Rav Shimon is made that if an animal died suddenly out of the blue, it's also because it's muktzah. You had no anticipation for it before. Elamar, but Rav Yisrael Mashiach the Rava called the Mar. So Rav Yisrael named Rava. The Amru says Cholukoy Rav Shimon Afil Balechayim Shemesu that he holds even if it suddenly died. That's not muktzah that Rav Shimon agrees with. That's muktzah. Is Ma'ikal Meimar. So what do you tell me? Why if Rabbi Paskin Rav Shimon there's no if Rav Yisrael Paskin Rav Shimon that there is no muktzah except with smoking, then why did he paskin that this nest is muktzah? Even if there was a dead bird inside, so what? The dead bird you can feed to your dogs, so it's not muktzah at all. So he answered, you're right, not that there was a dead bird here. An interesting case, it says, why do we talk about a dead bird, not a live bird, while it's in the thing? A live bird definitely is not owed to anybody. A person can't eat it, and neither can the dog. So he says, because a live bird, they used to give it to kids to play with. If a kid used to cry, they used to give it a little bird and to play with a bird, or play with a hen, or a little chick. So therefore, it's not muktzah. Interesting. That was the kind of game they used to play then. Anyway, answer the Gemara. Hocha my skin. We're talking about not that it was for Eich Meis there, but the Is Bei Beya. There was an egg inside that was just laid, and that's Noilid. And even Rav Shimon who says there's no Muksa, but certain Muksa agrees, just like Grey Yitzchak Mukin, so too Noilid. Noilid he would agree with. So the Gemara is going to say that's not so simple. Well, Amar Rav Nachman did Rav Nachman say, man the Islay Muksa. If you believe in the concept of the Muksa Islay Noilid, you also acknowledge that Noilid is a kind of a Muksa. You didn't anticipate its arrival. Or but the Leslay Muksa, but if you don't believe in Muksa like Rav Shimon, Noilid is the Leslay Noilid. There's no Noilid either. So what did he tell me there was an egg there? So it goes back to the original question. Why would Rabbi Yechon and Paskin that this nest is Muksa if he holds like Rav Shimon? What possible reason? Says the Gemara, the Izbei Beyes Afreach. No, there's an egg with a chicken side. So now it's not suitable for anybody. It's not suitable for human consumption, but nor is it suitable for an animal because there's a hard shell around it and they cannot eat it. How do they know there's a chicken side? You can tell, I guess. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. Could be Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Shimon, and why he asked for the nest is because there was a Beyes Afreach there. Then he would have said, but from Eretz Yisrael, when Rabbi Yitzchak from Eretz Yisrael came, and Rabbi Yisrael of Amad, he said, the name of Rabbi Yechon, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. He threw a span in the works. He says, you guys assume that he follows Rabbi Shimon. No, Rabbi Yechon actually follows Rabbi Yehuda. He followed Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amad, halachik Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon Levi who said that halachik Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda personally, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, now we go back to the previous Gemara. We understood how careful Rabbi Bachana was when he said Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Bachana said Rabbi Yechon, Amru, they say the halacha Reb Shimon. So we assume when he said they say, that means that we all agree. So now we understand what he's saying. Now we understand what he's Amru Rabbi Yechon. Hainu the Amru Rabbi Bachana Rabbi Yechon. Now we understand his words. He had to be so medayik. Amru, they say halacha Reb Shimon. Amru they say, but not that I personally hold this way. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon Taka holds that Muktze is Asr on Shabbos. So this is what Rabbi Yosef understood. Rabbi Yosef is one of Medayik in the words of Rabbi Chana that Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon holds that Loch Rabbi Yehuda. You personally like Tizbud Rabbi Yechon Yehuda. The only reason is because Rabbi Chana told you, and for Rabbi Chana came to you. What did you think? They don't hold this way. Surely you always knew that Rabbi Yechon and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. How do I know that? Because there's a story in instant ones you were involved. Rabbi Abba the Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Abba Rabbi Asi, Iklol be Rabbi Abba the Min Chayfa. They once came to the house of Rabbi Abba Min Chayfa. The Nofel Menarta Agli made the Ravasi, and an entire menorah, not just a candlestick, an entire menorah fell on the shirt of Ravasi on Shabbos. It wasn't burning or anything, and the Leitukla, and he didn't move it because he said, "Now that my shirt is muktzah, it's a basa davarasa." My time, why didn't they move the shirt? Lav Meshum the Ravasi Tamid Rabbi Yechon. Everyone knows Ravasi and Abami they were Tamid and Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda that is muktzah. Rabbi Yechon Yehuda is for this like muktzah. He holds that is muktzah. So therefore, so you knew that story, so you already knew from this story alone that Rabbi Yechon holds that there is Muktzah on Shabbos. Amalei, he said to him, that story doesn't prove anything because I could have interpreted it another way. Minarata ka'amrit, you asking me a question from a whole entire menorah? Minarata shiny. All this time what we're talking about is a neid, one individual candle. Me is not me, but you're talking about a menorah. A menorah is very different. A whole candelabra. Because I'm Rabbi Acha Bachanina Rabasi. Rabbi Acha Bachanina said, "Nei Rabasi." Hoyde reishlokid b'tzin. Reishlokid ruled in tzin that menorah, when it comes to a candelabra, hanitelas b'yodei achas. If it's small enough that you can pick it up with one hand, mutal l'talti, you're allowed to move it around on Shabbos. Mashenke b'shtei yod. If you need two hands to pick up the menorah, that means once you put it down, generally it's fixed in a fixed position. Also l'talti, you're not allowed to move it because, like you were kovei a makom. Come along, Rabbi Yechon says, no, anu ein lanu ela b'nei. Rabbi Yechon says, the only time you're allowed to move a candle, let's say after the fire is out, is only an individual candle. But a menorah, even if it's one hand, once you put it down, you put it down. So Rabbi Yosef says that menorah is different. We'll soon see the reason for menorah. Menorah is different. So that story of the menorah falling on the shirt doesn't prove Rabbi Yechon believes generally the laws of muktzah. But I, the menorah, fell on the shirt. Why didn't you let him take the menorah off? Because of a different reason. And what's that? Al menorah, but Rabbi Yechon said, when did Rabbi Shimon say his thing by, you know, let's say an old candle, and you want to say muktzah machas miyas, whatever it is, Rabbi Shimon holds it's mutter. There's no, you know, once it's over, it's not burning anymore. Rabbi Shimon holds muktzah machas miyas. But menorah is different. So if not for the fact that Rabbi Bachana or Rabbi Yitzchak came and told us this whole story, Rabbi Yitzchak wouldn't have come and told us clearly Rabbi Yechon holds Rabbi Yehuda, I wouldn't necessarily have come to that conclusion. I'll explain to you why Menorah might be different. And then I go back and I say, oh, now I understand the story of Menoida. What do you want? Abba Menoida. However, it's clear that Rabbi Yechanan, however, holds, I don't hold the Muktzah Machas Mias. Even if I pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, but he says, when do I follow Rabbi Shimon by a Nair, an individual Nair that's burnt out, and a Mias, I don't believe in it. In other words, at least he passed on like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Muktzah Machas Mias, but everywhere else he passed on like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what would we have thought the Svar of Menoda is? Abba Menoda, we would have Menoda, Bemi Yabda Acha, Mishra Yadva, Asa Tazva, Tanmai, why should Menoda be different than the Muktzah? Rabbi Yehuda, they both say, because Hoyul Va Odom Kaveil and Mokum, it's something that's usually big, and once you put it down, you don't move it around. It's not like an individual candle you take with you when you go to room to room. If that's your svara, that once something is put down and you don't take it away, that itself makes it osn shabbos. It's a messy question. But a kilas chasanim, the canopy on a bed of chasanim, which you have like a post on both ends of the bed, right in the middle, and you drape it with a curtain, and there's no it's not a tefach wide on top, so there's no gag over there. The adam kaveil in makom. And yet, you know, you once you put it there, you pivot up there, you leave it there. And yet, Shmuel said that killers chasanim mutil in that taisa. You lotta set it up. You lotta set it up on Shabbos. Umutil lefarke b'Shabbos. Also, you can dismantle it on Shabbos. And why? Because there's no oil here. Because in order for an oil, you have to have a roof, and a roof has to be a tefach wide. But over here, it drapes down on both ends, and therefore it's like a tent, and there's no tefach here. Says the Gemara, El Amar Abaye, says Abaye, that my Menoida, I'll tell you what the Svara by Menoida is, that is totally different, that Menoida may be, that even if you don't hold the Muktzah, Menoida might be Asr. And it's Muktzah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. For different reasons together, different Gzeda. And what is that? Amar Abaye, first Abaye said, B'shel Chulyas. It was a Menoida made up of parts. And we're scared that if you're going to move the Menoida about, it might fall down and fall apart, and then you're going to put it back together again, and you're making a Gemara Kali. So my time with Ishlokish, so why in the world would Ishlokish make a difference of a big menoda and a small menoda if it's made up of parts? The gzeid is equal in both. The shari. So what answer you right. We're not talking about this made up of parts. My chul is ke'ein chulis. It looks like it's made up of parts. Is bechitke, it has these etchings, these marks on it. So a person sees it looks like it's made up of parts. And so here kadefa. Chulis, if it's actually made up of parts, then you're right. Ben gedoyla, ben ktana, asur l'tautla. Whether it's large or small, you're not allowed to move on a Shabbos, because the skid will fall down and you put it back together. Nothing to do with muktzah. They're different gzeid altogether. But gedoyla, when it comes to, let's say it wasn't parts, but it looks like it has parts, if it's a large benoida was very common to be made up of parts. They couldn't afford to make it out of one piece, it was very difficult. So the smithies weren't that skilled. So gedoyla, nami di izba chitche, gedoyla, since there are markings there. So everyone agrees that you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos because people think it's made up of parts and they'll think, oh, you're allowed to move it later, made up of parts. Gzeira up to Gedoyla, the Chulyas. It looks just like a Gedoyla with Chulyas. Keep pligging the Homachlik as here is, Bektana, the East Bechitke, by a small one that has these markings. Mar Sovar, Rabbi Yechon holds, the Gazrina, and even a small one, we are Geyser. Because as if they're chulis, even though it's not common to have chulis, but it looks like chulis, that's enough to be geizer. Well, Masav, another one holds that leg is in, we are not geizer. And that's the machleka. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef said before, Rabbi Yitzchak came from Israel, we had no idea Rabbi Yechon holds of muktzah. We would have thought the story of Menorah is because it looks like it's made up of parts. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Hachi, did Rabbi Yechon say that? Did Rabbi Yechon say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda? So you're not, you tell me Rabbi Yechon is like Rabbi Yehuda, except by Muktzah Machas Mias. But Omer Rabbi Yechon said, halach is kistam mishnah. Halach is like a kistam mishnah. And so what? And the Tanana, we learned yesterday, Muchni Shalah. We said about the wheels of a wagon, of a shader that's 40 saw. So we said, Bizman Shehinish Metzes, if it pulls apart. Ain chibalos, not considered attached to make up the 40 saw. The ain dead is it's not attached. And you know, if one is tamei, it doesn't mean that the will of tamei doesn't move to the other one, and vice versa. The ain if it's less than 40 saw, because not really one thing. The ain dead is ima. You want to calculate the 40 saw, you don't include the wheels. The ain matzelus ima. If that's 40 saw, and therefore the tumor in the basic quarters does not go up, it does not help for the wheel. The tumor will go up. It's not. It doesn't intercept the tumor. And ba'al mes ain't going to be Shabbos, and we're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. Bizman sheyesh olemoyz, while there's money sitting on it. Now, while there's money sitting on it means that it's muktzah only while the money's there. Ha ain olemoyz shari, And if there was no money on it, right now it's permitted, and it seems like any time, even if there was money on the Bein HaShemashas, but if now there's no money on it, it's not Muktzah anymore. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there was no money on the Bein HaShemashas, if there's money on the Bein HaShemashas, then it's Muktzah the entire Shabbos. It's only Rabbi Shimon who says, while the money is there, it's a bus, and I'll let him move it. But when the money is off, I don't care when the money was there, you're allowed to move it. So clearly the Stam Mishnah rules like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yechon says, Allah like Stam Mishnah. No, so how can Rabbi Yechon and Tamid Yechon has to pass him like Rabbi Shimon? I've got the halacha ben Shmosha. Sounds like the halacha has to be like Rabbi Shimon. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zeid says, "Tehei Mishnah Seinu. Learn our Mishnah. For loy hoyu alem moiz. When it says there was no money, not it means there was no money now. Now could be the now. It doesn't mean only now. It means kol bein hashmoshes. It means even though normal pshat means that right now there's no money, but in order not to make a stira, Rabbi Yechon, we're going to say that he learned the Mishnah that there was no money that during bein hashmoshes, and now there is no money. In order we shouldn't have a contradiction in the words of Rabbi Yechon, we're going to have to interpret the Brice, the Mishnah in this way, even though it doesn't really flow that way. Okay, that finishes the discussion so far for today regarding Muktzah and Rabbi Yechon and Rebbe, what they hold.